expect Will to play on Sunday?
No.
Throughout this season, do you think he could play at some point?
Yes.
Bill, Doug Moran said that after every win, he really looks forward to having a bologna and cheese sandwich, and I was wondering if you had a tradition of what you like to eat after a win.
I used to coach with him, so I know that he's not being truthful about that. So, which I'm not surprised by that bologna and cheese. I don't know about that. I mean, it depends. You know, if it's a home game. I can't believe I'm answering this question seriously. Am I actually like contemplating seriously this question? Pizza, cheeseburger. My wife told me to stop mentioning Coors Light, so I'll just say apple juice. And that's about it. All I know is that he eats way more than a bologna sandwich.
With JD, he missed a couple of practices this week. Coach Vrabel talked about the importance of managing his reps in practice as much as in the games. Can you speak to Jadeveon's durability? The last couple of years after missing a few games early on?
Yeah, I think now at this point in the season with him, it's more about, you know, the Wednesday practice was a jog through because we got back at, so late on Monday. So I felt like him being in the training room and getting some treatment that he would have had on a Tuesday on a normal – this isn't a normal week is what I'm saying. So I would not read anything into him not being out there for a couple, quote-unquote, practices. You know, I think his durability has been really knock on wood. It's been very good, you know, because, he's been out there for every game, and that's important. He's been out there for most practices on a normal week. So I think it's been good, and I hope it continues.
How much harder is it for a player with like Clowney, and you've called him a violent player, if a guy has maybe a finesse style of play, the NFL's a physical game, but maybe a different style of play, it lends itself to more durability. But somebody like Clowney, you know, I would imagine that beats you up.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that the way that he plays the game and I think the fact that he's changed the way he works out in the off season, I think after his rookie, not changed, but has it been able to work out, you know, after his rookie year when he had the surgery and all that, he couldn't really work out leading into his second year. So, going into his third year, he's able to work out a lot more. And I think the durability that he has comes from his work ethic in here, in our weight room, and then on his own when he's away from here. So, you know, like I said, hopefully that continues.